Hi everybody, welcome to our third episode of Enviro People. Thank you so much for joining us today. I'm your host, Issa M, and I am joined by a special guest here today to talk about his career and journey through environmental science. Mr. Gromney was my program teacher at West Tech, and taught environmental science for the past 12 years there. He currently is a project controls engineer at the Mission Support Test Services. Anyways, today I'm going to interview Mr. Gromney about his career and thoughts about environmental science. Let's get started. Okay, what does your organization do?
We help make the country safe.
There you go. That's very
Yes,
very plain out. Yeah.
that's what we do. We do a good job at it too. So
Very nice. So, what is your position entail as the projects manager?
project controls, I help keep the project moving in terms of if certain work scope needs to be done. I have to write up some work with the project manager, or we have to request more money, or explain why we're going over, or explain what's going on to management, what kind of work is being done. And if we're running low on money, we request more. If we have to change scope, then we have to accommodate for those changes by doing various avenues of stuff to let people know that, things have gone off track a little bit, so we need to change what we're doing a bit. So it's usually
There you go.
scientific engineering work that we're doing there.
Gotcha. Very nice. Why do you think what you're doing is important?
Oh, because the safety of our country is the utmost important thing I think that's going on right now. We live in turbulent times, and it's always good to make sure that we're protecting our people.
There you go. I like to see it. Okay, why did change your course a little bit? That's your current job. Why did you decide to teach environmental science?
Oh, well, I worked on another project and the project closed here in Las Vegas. So I went to Washington and Washington State to Hanford, but my wife did not want to move away from her family here in Las Vegas. So she told me, she goes, "You should teach." And I never thought in my life I would ever teach a class, but turns out that they had a position open for environmental sciences, and I'm a geologist by trade, so it was a perfect fit. So I came in, started with it's a new school with a new program, so I kind of kicked it off.
There you go. That's how it works. And you've been there since you had been there since it opened, huh?
12 years.
Yeah. Crazy. What did you enjoy about teaching high school kids about environmental science?
The students getting the aha moments of understanding what I was trying to convey. I didn't dummy anything down. I told them exactly what was going on in the real world and taught them at a college level, even their freshman year. And they absorbed it all, did well, took it all in. And I saw that this could be a good avenue for me to teach kids about the environment. So
There
it
you go.
went pretty well.
Very nice. Why do you think awareness and knowledge about environmental science is important?
Because I think that the environment is overshadowed. People think that it's too big of an issue for anybody to handle, so we don't do anything about it. And
Gotcha.
the more stewards we have out there that can help teach people and educate people the importance of the environment is hugely important, especially during times like today where you have climate warming dramatically increasing. You have all these other situations, especially in our country, where we throw away more products than any other society in the world by percentage of population. Just for one example, our landfills are filled with stuff, but companies don't feel that you should fix things anymore. You should just replace them. So the iPhone's a perfect
Gotcha.
example. They make it very difficult to fix, but they make it easy to purchase with their great warranties and plans that they have for the next newest iPhone. So instead of fixing, we just replace. And as we do that, the landfills get higher. And that's just one small example of things I could talk about with that.
Yeah, very true. I don't think we've talked about that yet, about the idea of, now more or less our projects are being less the quality of it is lessened, but the quantity of it has magnified.
We make things at a lesser quantity because we want to get them out faster. Instead of making things that last longer like we did 50 years ago, we kind of just try and create, and it's working because you see the lines at the Apple stores for the new iPhones are crazy.
Very true. Would you consider yourself an environmental activist?
Activist, I consider myself as a steward where I like to teach by doing. I don't know if I specifically have not gone out there and protests and things like that, but I do understand what's going on and I try to convey my message to as many people as I can. So I guess in sense, I
Yeah,
am an
in a sense.
activist,
There you go.
without even trying to be one.
Yeah, I was on our previous episode, we were talking to Matt Johns, Delaney's dad, and he was talking about the same thing. I think it's more or less, he was talking about it's more or less a newer thing now to like go out and protest and like actually like with posters or whatever and go out and do stuff. While you guys who actually have a, like a full-on career about environmental science are already doing it like through your job and through like years of your life. You know what I mean?
It's just something you should be doing. But I don't think I have to go chain myself to a tree to get my point across. But I feel that if I convey, because I think if you do things like that, extremes, it just makes people upset on the other
That's
side.
true, yeah.
So I think just educating and having a good discussion and letting people vent against whatever environmental things are being talked about, like global warming, let them have their side and explain why they could be a little bit off on their thinking, maybe, and try and give some facts and scientific evidence to it.
Yeah, I remember in your class you'd start off the year being like, I'm not trying to persuade anybody into thinking this way, that way. Just like, I'm just teaching the class, very much educating and telling us what's going on, but like everybody has the right to their own opinions and stuff.
Yeah, and I think in 4 years' time, a lot of those students would realize maybe that, hey, there is something to this, without trying to force it down anybody's throats, because I think you just get people upset and against it more. You just try and talk about it,
Just try to educate, yeah,
both sides of the
just be
issue.
aware of it, yeah.
Nobody likes having anything pushed down their throats.
Exactly, yeah. Alrighty. In your opinion, what is the most pressing environmental issue that needs to be resolved in the future?
Climate change, for sure. We need to reduce carbon emissions, and we're behind very much on that. I think you could tell right now that the world is getting hotter. We're breaking records every year. We're going to break some more this year, I believe. And until we get that settled down, we're going to see extreme weather, as I think people have been seeing, commenting on it. I'm surprised nobody follows up with those comments of, hey, this could be environmental related. They just said, wow, it's another tornado or a massive hurricane or a typhoon or crazy weather patterns going on in places where typically there aren't crazy weather patterns taking. And nobody follows up with that, thinking that this could be an environmental issue because of what's happening out there.
Very true, yeah. Yeah, I feel like everybody's just like, oh my gosh, this is happening, not like looking deeper into it, yeah.
Yeah, I think we need to, and that's where the education comes into play, where we really need to discuss that further and have that conversation with people.
There you go, yeah, definitely. Yeah, I think Matt Johns was talking about, he works at NV Energy, he was talking about how they're trying to definitely limit the amount of carbon and stuff they're using and trying to. I think he said like 2050 or something that they're trying to stop like go to completely renewable energy, go to completely like solar powered and stuff, which I think is awesome. I mean, that's definitely a step in the right direction of just trying to be more renewable. But yeah, I
Absolutely. That's where we need to head. We need to head
definitely.
that direction. With emissions in for cars, we're supposed to be all electric by 2035.
There you go.
So we're trying to get to that point. I don't know if they're going to make it, but it's a good step. But my issue with that is we got to make sure we know what to do with those batteries.
Yeah, that's
So
true.
that's the next thing
Yeah.
environmental scientists need to start thinking
Yeah,
about.
the lithium and the batteries. Yeah, I know. I think one of my friends in my environmental class was talking about that, and that in Vegas too, they're trying to do like mining projects and stuff outside of Vegas, but it's on native land. so they don't, obviously you don't want to like intrude on onto
No.
their land to mine the lithium that needs to be used for the batteries. So it's definitely like, I mean, there's no real, really like right or like totally right or wrong. Like there's no 100%.
No, it's a
Yeah.
step in the right
In
direction.
the right
That's where we need
direction,
to
yeah.
go. Yeah. We're doing good. We're thinking. We're doing good things. We just need to keep figuring things out.
Yeah,
And that's
exactly.
why environmental science is going to be such a big career move for a lot of people in the near future for
Yeah.
a long time.
Yeah, it's definitely, I realize there's definitely a lot of problem solving happening in environmental
Lots of
science. Like
critical thinking and problem solving.
lots of looking at the situation and try to find all the different solutions and talk to people and figure out like what's the best course of action. I feel like,
Absolutely.
yeah.
Absolutely.
And I feel like your class did a very good job of that.
We
And
tried. We tried to get it from all angles.
yeah, of all angles, just try to like come up with new ideas, think outside the box, trying to figure out what's the best way to go.
Could be a good capstone project out there for
Yeah,
somebody.
right?
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, we'll see. I have a question. What can young people start getting, how can young people start getting involved in a career like yours?
I would, as they finish high school, or even in high school, you can volunteer. You can volunteer at Springs Preserve, NV
Yeah.
Energy maybe,
Yeah, the water ones are
water
pretty.
districts, things like that. And just start getting, meeting people, going to conferences, going to events that have this kind of stuff. And once you start meeting people and doing these things, you start getting, you really start falling in line of when these things are taking place. You get to know more people, you get to understand the issues more. And then by the time you're done with high school, you get into college, then you can get an internship. And as you do an internship with a company, you can find out what you really want to do, and it will help you with your college career of which path you want to take. If you want to go to more the economic route of environmental law, there's so many different
Yeah,
avenues with
definitely.
this. You can go so many different ways with environmental science. It's a very broad curriculum. That's what I would recommend doing. Those
Very
little
nice,
stepping
yeah.
stones.
What did you do when you first started out? Like, how did you
When I it's funny, when I came from New York to here, I actually was done with my bachelor's degree, but I didn't know anything when I was younger about going to conferences, and nobody ever told me to do anything like that. So I just hit on a one at the Luxor Casino or something. There was a big event going on with the environment, geology, and engineering. So I went to the conference and I met a couple people there. And one of them told me I should call him about an entry-level position in engineering, in geology, geotechnical engineering, and I took it. So he called me, we got the job set up, and next thing you know, I got like four or five now calls once my name got out there to come work for them.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, but I stayed with the one, and then that just opened doors.
Yeah, definitely.
Meeting people, especially today, I can't tell you how much people, employers are looking for students that aren't staring at their phones all day and that can actually communicate with people, talk to them, and be able to present and be social. It's huge right now because a lot of people just aren't doing that. The students, you can
Yeah,
tell,
that's true.
they're not being communicative enough in terms of being able to have a conversation about something without getting distracted.
Yeah, I feel like COVID definitely had a toll took a toll on a lot of us
I
of
think so
looking at
too.
the screen and kind of
Yeah, I think that was it too. But I saw a little bit before that
even that,
too.
yeah.
Even before then, it was going on, and it was it's the world you guys grew up in. So
Yeah, a
it's
lot of
not anybody's
technology.
fault or anything. It's just the way technology is. So make sure that you're able to carry a good conversation, hold
Very well.
yourself well, and talk.
Yeah,
Yeah.
very much so, yeah.
Yeah, communicate.
So, what did you get your bachelor's degree in?
Geology.
Geology, and then you moved to Vegas
I
and.
moved to Vegas. I went to graduate school while I was a bellman here. So I was going to UNLV for geology. And then after that, I got a couple more master's degrees and other things, so business. And so, yeah.
Looking good.
Yeah.
All well-rounded.
Hey, that's what you got
Yeah.
to do, right?
Right,
Yeah.
exactly.
Yeah.
And then you decided to teach. I thought that was fantastic.
It
You
was,
came
yeah, it
back
was,
to
I never thought I would enjoy it as much
Vegas.
as I did, but it was great. Yeah.
It was a good time. I know a lot of people have been impacted by you and your teaching
Oh, it's nice to hear.
and
Yeah.
very, very sad when you decided to head out.
It's sad for me too.
Yeah.
It's more sad to miss the students and my friends at the school than the administrative stuff they made you do that
Yeah,
took
true.
time away from teaching and spending time with the students. But that's the part I miss the most. So,
Yeah, definitely.
yeah.
Do you have any recommendations on how young people can protect our earth?
Yes, get out there. Don't push your point to the point where it gets other people upset. Educate is the way to do it. If you educate your small group or your friends, hopefully that small group of friends will educate other
The
friends.
people, yeah.
And you got to remember, the younger generation right now is growing up in an area where we're trying to protect the environment more. So older folks may not understand a lot of that. So you got to get that point across to, if you get across to the older family members, explain what's going on. Not that they don't understand what's going on, but they've been set in their ways for a long time.
Yeah, that's true.
And so you want to be able to, hey, do you ever think of this? Or,
Yeah.
just have a little, nice little conversation with them over a cup of coffee or nice tea.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Just put your glass bottle in this container and
Yeah.
recycle it
And
instead
tell them
of
why it's
throwing it in the
important.
trash.
Just
Yeah.
don't go, ah, come on with that. Like a
Yeah.
lot of people do that. They just have a tendency, like, what can we possibly do?
Yeah, and then just kind of give up. Yeah, and
Yes.
just kind of like whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Every little
Absolutely.
bit counts, so we just
Every
kind
little bit counts. Every little side trip you take to a beach and clean up a part of a beach area is a good thing.
Yeah.
People see you doing that. Not by talking, sometimes by doing
Yeah, there
is
you
the way
go.
to do it. If you're on a trail going for a hike, there's rappers, just pick it up.
Yeah.
Some, when you don't think people are looking or noticing, they are.
Yeah, most of the time they are. Yeah,
Yeah,
definitely.
so just those little things go a long way.
Yeah, and
Yeah.
especially like even in the community. I know going to West that we have a pretty open campus. Like it's outside mostly, and there's a lot of trash just kind of blows in and moves
Yeah.
around and stuff. But yeah, just like making your community look nicer, just like picking stuff up around your school or like when you're walking home or whatever. Like, I mean, you don't want to be the one person who has like trash in your front yard and all this other stuff. And
Yeah.
just to look nice and also for the environment. You don't want like little birds or whatever like getting into like trash and
Doesn't
stuff.
take much.
Yeah, definitely.
One thing I always wanted at our school, but we never did it for a project, was to have a little three garbage receptacle area where you had garbage, bottles, plastic, separate them
Yeah.
all, and have a little education part of it, a poster above it or
Yeah, a
something.
little
Explain it, because
infographic, yeah.
people don't know. They don't understand it. They're like, what does this go to?
Yeah, I do see a lot though in our schools that like there's a recycle bin where it has like the recycle symbol and there's a trash can and a lot of the trash goes in the recycle and you're like, come on guys, that's not
Yeah.
the purpose of the trash can
And it's
or the
great. My students
recycle
would always
bin.
go, okay, I got to clean this all
Yeah.
out. They would always do it. I didn't have to do it. They did it.
Yeah. Yeah, I
So.
know now they're trying to recycle a lot of paper. So there's like pretty much just like a cardboard box in like all the teachers' rooms, and
Great.
if you just take out like a staple and just throw all your paper in there, because I mean we obviously aren't using as much paper as we did back in the day, like 3 or 4 years ago since COVID, since a lot of stuff is on the computer and stuff nowadays. But I mean they still use like a decent amount of paper going to a school and like all your tests and whatever, just recycling it.
And as they see you, following on that, as they see you doing it in our school in a little area,
Yeah.
right? How many students are you impacting
Right.
by doing it there? And then those students can take it to wherever they live and change it there. And that's how you do it.
Yeah, definitely. And yeah, just taking it to like their homes or to maybe their parents' workplaces and stuff
Yes.
like that.
Then that's how you build
And
it.
just like education and awareness is the whole idea of just trying to show everybody
Yeah.
kind of what's up. But
And
yeah.
nobody's getting upset.
No,
Nobody's
yeah.
getting worked up because
Because
they.
it's your own, you can do your own thing. You know what I mean? Like, we're not like telling you have to do it right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because for some reason, sometimes when anything environmental is a hot button issue.
I think, yeah, definitely
And
nowadays.
yeah, so, but you know what's great about this generation? And now let's go to the positive parts about the phones and technology. You guys know it a lot better than we do, people my age. You can get the messages out by putting those kind of messages on Instagram or TikTok, whatever,
Yeah,
whatever
or
you have to
doing
do.
like a podcast and stuff like
A
that, or on
podcast
YouTube,
just like
yeah.
this. Hopefully we get some viewers to see this and they'll say, that makes sense,
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So that's another way.
Yeah, checking out. Yeah, definitely. I feel like it's definitely more accessible to get the education and awareness and stuff and bringing it out to people.
We got to get those views.
Yes, yeah, so you definitely do. We'll have
Yes.
to Have to share it out.
Get those likes. So if you're watching this, you got to press the like button on your whatever you're using there. But you know what I always wanted to do at West Tech, and I never got. I'm not a celebrity type guy or anything. I don't really follow them, but I tried to contact a few celebrities to come to the classroom.
Oh, yeah?
Because I thought that having somebody like that come to our room, who's I know is an advocate of the environment, if they came and talked to our 1,300 students at our school, that'd be a big deal.
You yeah, know? Definitely.
And so that is another capstone project I always wanted. Somebody to get a hold of somebody that is really, and make them actually get to the school and talk about it.
That's a good move, yeah.
Yeah, there's one actress, I forget what, she was on the show Sex and the City. She's a huge, she goes out to Africa and protects elephants from being poached.
Oh, wow. That's so cool.
And I tried to get her to come on. I can't remember these celebrities' names, but I asked her, but I never got a response, of course. I didn't expect yeah. it, but I thought maybe if I can hit and try and get that to work, that's the kind of thing I was looking for.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, just try to get somebody else's input on it, yeah.
On the environment.
Yeah, definitely.
Maybe you can get Leonardo DiCaprio over here, or Al Gore.
There you go.
Come and talk to her.
That'd be awesome. So. Alrighty, I think that's about it that we had today. We went through all our questions. So yeah, I think that wraps it up. Thank you, Mr. Gromney, for
You're welcome.
Being interviewed by me and hanging out. So yeah, thank you guys for tuning into our episode. Look for more episodes to come. Have a wonderful day, and we'll see you later.
First 5 people that press the like will get a message from me saying hello. They always had me hit the like button.
Good, yeah.